Psalm 26. Judge me, O Lord, because I have walked uprightly. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I will not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and test me. Test my innermost being and my heart. Well, later on, David is to say, in my prosperity, I said, my foot will not slide. And it did slide when he sinned with Bathsheba and all sorts of other ways. And even quite early on in his life, I think his attitude to killing people and the way he carried on was not really the best. So this is the big enemy in the spiritual life, when you think that I'm okay, that I don't sin and I will not sin. Because this is pride, and it's that that causes all sorts of problems. Your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I've walked in your truth. I've not sat with vain persons, neither will I mix with hypocrites. I hate the congregation of those who do evil, and I will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency, and that's how I will come to your altar, O Lord. Well, is that all completely right? Of course, we must watch our friendships, because bad friendships destroy good habits, Paul rightly says. And yet he says, I won't even sit with sinful people. I will have nothing to do with sinful people, and that's how I can acceptably come to your altar. But you come to God's altar to firstly offer a sin offering, and then the burnt offering showing your dedication after you've realized your sin, and then the peace offering to celebrate the peace with God, which that brings. So it's not all about separation from sinners, that's one thing, but you know, Jesus sat with sinners and shared his food with them. The major separation is deep inside our hearts between our true commitment to God and the temptations that arise. That's where we must make the division. I'm going to publish with the voice of praise and tell of all your wonderful works. Lord, I've loved your sanctuary, the place where your honor lives. Don't gather my life with sinners and with men who shed blood, in whose hands is mischief and their right hand is full of bribes. Wait a minute, David. At the end of his life, or towards the end of his life, he's told that he can't build the temple because he shed so much blood. And he says here, oh, may I not be gathered with those who shed blood. Well, he did that himself and God didn't like it. So I think as you get older, you come to understand how bad it is to sin. And you realize that the real separation is inside your own mind and not just saying, oh, well, I don't mix with bad people, therefore I am good. As for me, I will walk in my uprightness. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place. He's just said, I will not slip. Well, he does slip. And I will praise the Lord in the congregation. I think he had to go through all the exile at the hand of Saul, and then when Absalom, his son, rebels against him, to find and realize the truth that you can be with God, whatever you are, even if you're away from the congregation, as he puts it, away from the altar. God's presence is everywhere, but David still has to learn that, I think.